Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Day 6 of 21 days of prayer. Amen. Thank you for those of you that are attending regularly. Those of you that are watching on the website, we say thank you for coming and viewing tonight. We're glad that you're joining us and that we're able to unite our faith together tonight. You know, something happens when we pray. It's not just empty words lifted to heaven. Something shifts, something changes, and something so natural being released from us gets us supernatural on the other side. Amen. Tonight, our prayer focus comes from John 10:4. And it says, let me read it here. It says, when he has brought out all his own, he meaning Jesus, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. The first thing that I think of is the first voice in your head that says, God doesn't speak to you. If that's what you hear, the very first thing when we read that scripture, that's the first lie that we have to X out of our mind. Because that's not true. The word tells us multiple times that he hears the prayers of the righteous. So first of all, we have to say that we do believe that he speaks. And that we, because he's our shepherd, when he has brought us out, we will know his voice and follow it. And so if you and I believe that, then when we pray, we believe it's heard. That's the faith part of what we do. I think of way, way back when, for some of you that are younger in here tonight, you might not know it, but there was a phone that had this big cord. And the longer the cord, the further away from the phone you could go. You could sit on the couch, you could lay on the floor, you could do whatever you want. And you twist this cord up. But when I was younger and we would call my girlfriends or my girlfriends would call me, we always thought it was odd because their voice didn't quite sound like it sounded in person. You know, it was a little different and you had to get used to it. But see, that's how our relationship with Christ is. Because when you're first born again, he calls on the phone. He's like, hey, ring, ring, you know, are you listening? Hey, I want to talk for a little bit. And you're like, wait a minute, who is this? Because you haven't spent time with him face to face. You don't know his voice yet. But the scripture tells us that when we become his, you will know his voice and he will follow. You will follow him. That means he'll lead me with his voice. So it's not a question of whether he's talking. The question is, can I hear that he's talking? As your relationships begin to grow with God, it's no longer just answering the phone when he calls. It's now starting to determine, I think this is what he said to me. And if I think this is what he said to me, then I should act on what he said to me. This is where we prove all things. You know, nothing as a pastor encourages my heart more to hear someone say, Pastor Nicole, I believe God told me to do this, so I'm going to go and try it out. But it's the hardest thing for someone when they miss the voice of God to come back and say, I missed it. I thought I heard him, but I didn't. See, there's other voices talking in there. And one of the voices that you and I have is our own voice. And the other one is the enemy's voice. And the other one could be friends, family, everyone else's voice. And sometimes it gets really, really noisy. And you have to be able to hear God's voice and prove that what he said is what you heard and then act on it. You should never feel ashamed. Never feel ashamed. If you think you heard the voice of God and you acted on it and it didn't work out, stop. Don't beat yourself up. How closely you follow God, you get better at hearing his voice. You see, if I'm walking with Randy and I'm 15 feet ahead of him in Walmart, because he's a little slower than I am at Walmart, it drives me crazy. I spend more money when he goes with me and it takes me 2 hours longer. sometimes he's like trying to be really nice. He's like, babe, let me help you with the groceries tonight. And I'm like, no, really, it's okay. You stay here, take care of things here. You be waiting when I get here to help unload it. He's like, no, I'm going. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to spend quality time with me. So I'm pushing through Walmart, and he's lollygagging around. I'm like, hey, babe, I'm like the next aisle around, and I've got my arms full, and he's still coming with the cart. I'm like, I have to come back to him and drop the stuff off. Is any other wife feel like that? Okay, I see a couple heads shaking. What I'm saying is the closer we follow together, the more I can hear him, and we conversate while we shop. Hey, honey, what do you think about getting this week? Let's make chicken, and let's do this, or let's do that. And then I turn around and he's not there because he's still back some other aisle. My point is, the closer you are to the shepherd, the more you'll know his voice. And when he calls, you'll know it's him. And when he asks you to do something, because you're walking so closely to him, it's not a question of whose voice it is talking. He's identifiable and it's sure-footed. In fact, Jeremiah 33:3, and I'm literally taking this out of the middle of another story, but I thought this was so good when I read it this week. It said, call unto me, and I will answer you and tell you. That means anyone who says God still doesn't speak is lying, because the word just told us that if we will call out to him, he will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. If we just call out to him, he'll tell us these things that are hidden, that even if we searched, we couldn't find them on our own. But because we follow him, he reveals the hidden things to you and I. Relationship. It matters when we follow closely to God. Have you ever been in a relationship where you can't get a word in edgewise? And this is an old saying, and what it means is you couldn't even take the word the if you turned it upside down and tried to shove it in a sentence to get someone to listen to you because they were so busy talking, you can't fit nothing in. As soon as you go to talk, they step over you and they talk louder. Couple things. Either number one, they don't want to talk to you, and all they want to do is be heard. Or number two, they don't care what you think, so they don't even want to hear it. Or number three, they've been with little people all day long and they just need to get out all their words. With a real human adult, I'm being real. We've all been a mom at that point in time. I have anyways. Why? Why is that? When we pray, it's a two-way street. Do we care what God wants to say to us? Do we care? Or do we just come and dump this agenda in his lap and say, here's what I want you to do, Mr. Genie. And if you don't, I'm going to do my best not to be mad. But I'd like it done this way, by this time, and go down this street and turn right, because that will make me really feel safe. It's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. It's a two-way street. And my father taught me one thing really wise, and I'm sure every parent in here has taught your kids. You have one mouth and you have two ears. Because in this life, we are meant to do twice as much listening as we are to do speaking. Do we practice that in our prayer? Do we? Do we come with an agenda, or do we come to hear his agenda? Do we come with a list of our problems instead of listening to the answer that he has for our problem? I'm challenging you tonight to exercise the power of listening. And I know it's hard because there's so much in there that you want to get out. There's so much in there that the devil's trying to tell you that's wrong. And that if you don't say it this way, if you don't do this regimented prayer just like this, that he's not going to hear you. That's not true. Listen, he knows what you have need of before you even have it. Just ask. He knows you. It's the faith that he's wanting. That's why he says, just ask me. He knows it, but he wants you to ask your Father. Tonight, listen twice as much as we speak. That's our prayer focus tonight. Let's pray.
God is, he is the heel, yeah, that is This is a house of worship. This is a place of praise, where every demon trembles, where we proclaim your name. This is a house of healing. Our hearts are full of faith. Yeah. You have our full attention. You have the final say. And I still believe you move. I still believe you speak. God, I believe you're right. All things for good. So I fix my eyes. God, I receive your faith. God, I believe your word. All things for good. Yeah. All things for good. and bow before the Lamb of God, singing holy, holy, holy one. I
Jesus have King Jesus have it all.
Thank you.
Going to be praying over marriages and families tonight. And we're going to do this for 2 minutes. Every time I'm going to give you a new line. But first, 2 minutes, we're going to bind the devil who is at work in our marriages, in our families, and those dynamics and the function in our families. And we're going to release God's power or his miracle working power to make it, heal it, and make it whole. So we're going to break the devil's power, bind him up, who's at work in marriages and our family dynamics and our relationships, and we're going to release God's miracle working power to heal that brokenness tonight. Go ahead. Now for the next 2 minutes, we're going to be talking about the spirit of unity and love. And we want it to be displayed, practiced, and received. And when I think of that, I think of the fruits of the Spirit. So let us pray Galatians 5, 21 and 22 with unity and love and the fruits of the Spirit. Thank you. We pray tonight for strength and wisdom for parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, anyone who has influence or is raising our children right now. Strength and wisdom for them in whatever that situation looks like in that household, even if it's not their blood relatives raising them or family members, that God would help them with wisdom and strength. And last but not least, before we sit in silence for two minutes, let's pray for their spiritual growth in marriages and in our family dynamics, that we would have a longing and a drawing to the Lord, because ultimately it is the maturity and the growth in Christ that makes our families better, that makes our marriage better. So let's pray for relationship and growth. And as our last 2 minutes, we will practice listening. concludes day six. Day six of 21 days of prayer. Tomorrow, it's a little different. It's at 8 a.m. So we're asking y'all to come out early. So won't quite have 24 hours, but that's all right. Ain't gonna hurt us, right? I will see you all at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Thank you for coming.